Good evening, everyone. This is the Ask Dr. Renee Show. I'm your host, Dr. Renee. And if you've never watched the show before, this show is here to motivate and inspire you. So I guarantee you that this guest tonight will motivate you, inspire you to do something. Just if you're living a life and you're just content, and that's, you don't need to be content. You can be happy and you can do whatever it is that you ever wanted to do. You just have to start with one step and keep taking the next one. Past guests we've had, Paul Carrick Brunson, Diane Valentine, Shanti Das, Cupid of the Cupid Shuffle and Q-Robics, Elvira Guzman of LVGPR, and many others. Please, if you would like to, please subscribe to our YouTube channel. Lots of people are watching. We need more subscribers. Please subscribe to our YouTube channel. If you have questions tonight for either myself or our guest, please click at the bottom of the YouTube video. It says be a participant. Click there. And then if you click the white squares in the upper right-hand corner, it'll say Q&A. Click on that, and you'll be able to type in your question, and we'll take your question. You can type the question in at any time, and then we'll take them at that part of the show. So tonight we have Darius Williams. And if you don't know what Darius is, please get on your social media and look up Darius Cooks. And I hope you've already eaten because you will be hungry. Darius cooks some amazing food that looks so good. It's just unfortunate that we all can't partake when he makes it. So welcome to the show, Darius.
Hi.
So Darius, let's start with, well, first of all, Darius is a Chicagoan and everyone knows I live in Chicago currently. But what was it like growing up as a kid? What did you want to do?
As a kid? Yeah. I don't think I really knew as a kid growing up, right? I was sort of like into a whole bunch of stuff. So I was into a little bit of food. I was into music. I was sort of a nerd in high school, grammar school. So I didn't really know what I wanted to do. And cooking really didn't really kick off for me until late teens, like 19, you know, early 20s is when I started getting my feet wet in food.
Okay. Now, where did you go to college?
So I went to undergrad at Moody Bible in Chicago. So I used to be a seminary student.
Wow. Who knew?
I know. Well, I mean, the skinny prayers sort of, you know, lead you a little bit into that sort of church atmosphere, a little bit of Bible knowledge. So that gives you a little bit of history.
I see. Oh, okay. So when you weren't a seminary student, then because I know you're in business in corporate America. So when did you get that? Yeah.
So I've always been in business. So I actually started my career in corporate America working for this payroll company, and I got bought out by another payroll, like a larger company, and sort of progressed my way through there. So I started out like in the trenches, and I don't even want to get into the details, but in the trenches of the more technical parts of the business, and then sort of work my way up through management and then through leadership.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that was
progressive. That started out like early 20s and then, you know, up until just recently.
So I always tell everyone how I know people. So I met Darius because somebody told me this black man has a Groupon for his cupcake store. You need to buy it. Even though you don't eat cupcakes, I think the Groupon was like $5. It was really cheap.
Yeah.
And so I was like, okay, I'll buy it, having no intentions to actually use the thing, but I purchased it. And I went to the cupcake gallery and was like, okay. And I bought a few that I thought seemed interesting and still didn't think I was going to eat them. And I could not believe, because I wasn't even going to go, but a friend of mine wanted to go. And I said, okay, let's go to this place. So I ate them, all of them, and couldn't believe it, but they were so good. And I was like, I don't even like cupcakes. When I called my sister and told her, she was in shock because I don't like cupcakes, but I ate them. They were great. So Darius had a cupcake store here, and you posted something on Facebook, I think it was, and you, or maybe it was on your website. You had something where you explained how you started making cupcakes and how you ended up opening the cupcake gallery. Can you give us a quick
It's such a crazy story. So I couldn't bake at all, right? And my friends who are my close friends, they would come over to eat. You know, I have dinner parties all the time, and I could not bake. Like, I just couldn't do it. I couldn't figure out, because growing up, you know, my influences were my mother and my grandmother, and they didn't bake. So they weren't like, you know, get the mixes and the cakes and all that from scratch as we traditionally do in the African-American community. So I was determined to conquer this thing. Okay. I was determined to say, I'm gonna figure this out. So I made a cupcake. I was coming home from work. I'm gonna go home. I'm gonna make a red velvet cupcake. So I went to the house, got the ingredients, went home, made the cupcake, and it was good. It was so good that my friends, I had to call them over and say, come taste this. Because this is really, really, really good, right? And it was so funny because, you know, you would bake it, like you would mix it, and I would smell it to say, does it smell kind of like okay? Like, how does it smell? And then I put the batter in the oven, and it surprisingly, it started coming out like it looked good. Like, it looked like a cupcake it's supposed to look. And so as soon as I posted the photo of the cupcake on Facebook, because there was no Instagram back then. I think Twitter was brand new. I posted on Facebook. People were like, I want to place an order. I'm like, an order of what? I haven't talked about. Like, what do you mean? What are you ordering? What are we doing? And so people start placing orders for cupcakes. I sold my very first order of cupcakes to a coworker at my job for $12, right? The packaging alone cost $12. So essentially, I paid her to buy the cupcakes for me. Fast forward down the line, folks started coming to pick up red velvet cupcakes. And I figured, so if I'm going to start selling cupcakes, I got to diversify the product. I got to figure out how to make more than just red velvet. So I started playing around with some more flavors, and I had a little menu going on, and people would come to my house. Like, I live in the south side of the town. They would come to my house and absolutely, like, come pick up orders of cupcakes. Like, I would spend all night baking cupcakes. Fast forward to about June 2008, 2009, somewhere around there, I ended up getting laid off from my job, corporate America, and the most natural thing for me, it seemed, was to go ahead and just open up a cupcake shop. So I did that. And the rest is history. I mean, it really went really, really well.
Yeah, that was so amazing. I was like, oh my goodness. And then then he opened the pie place next door. I was like, oh my God, this man is gonna get me in trouble. Because the cupcake I think that I liked so much was the peach cobbler. I said, so now I'm gonna go have peach cobbler too. I said, oh, I'll be in big trouble. And then you had the truck.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think that just goes to show you, you know, sort of how my mind works. It was sort of a good thing that was happening, and I wanted to sort of keep up the momentum. And so in order to compete, in order to, you know, have a footing in the competition, you have to figure out how to diversify your product, right? So I had to get my product into as many hands as possible. And the means for doing that at the time was with the food trucks. It was with, you know, more offerings. It was with the pie shop. So in doing that, that allowed me to grow and expand the way I needed to.
Wow, that is just still like crazy. And so, and what's the amount of time that this all took place in?
You wouldn't believe it. So I'm not lying to you. I got laid off in June, and in November of the same year we opened up.
Wow, you're right. That is amazing, and that is really quickly.
It's pretty crazy. Yeah.
Yeah, that's very quickly. So you do the cupcakes, you do the pies, and you have the truck. And then you shut everything down and you leave Chicago.
Yes. So, like, who does that? Who says that, you know, everything's going really, really good, I'm going to do something else? Like, who does that? But there's a principle in the Bible that talks about, it's about planting and growing, right? And it talks about when things are beautiful, you pluck off the most beautiful part of it to make room for more. And you don't really understand that unless you understand agriculture and farming, right? So when the basil plant grows, it produces these amazing flowers. But if you don't pluck the flowers off, although they're beautiful, if you don't pluck them off and kill them, then you're going to affect the basil plant and it won't produce the way it's supposed to produce, right? So in understanding how life works, although things were going great, I'm looking ahead to the future, right? Like, I can't stay on this trajectory forever, because if I do, where will I be 5 years from now, right? We know cupcakes, they are a fad, right? It's not like it's something that's going to be, you know, long standing. We saw one of the top cupcake companies in the country, Crumbs, completely shut down. Like, alive one day, shut down the very next day. So with the foresight of knowing, like, how I operate and what I knew I had to do something different. And everybody looked at me and was like, you are absolutely insane. Like, your line's out the door and you're going to shut down. And I liquidated my assets, took the cash, and left.
That is amazing. But wait a minute. Before you left, you were on Food Network, right?
With I was.
Sonny Anderson? Okay. Was, yeah. So how did that transpire? Because, you know, I'm sure a million people want to do, oh, how do I get up there?
It ain't easy. Tell you that right now.
Oh, no. I know this. Look, who are you talking to? I know this.
It's not easy. So what happened was I was creating this great content on my food blog. And Sonny, who had just been, she was just starting out. And I happened to mention her name in a couple of posts because I was like, you know, to my people that follow me, I'm like, do you guys see this new black girl on Food Network? Like, you know, how do we feel about her? You know, are we feeling her out? And she saw that, and it wasn't disrespect. It was just like, you know, we're checking out. You know how we do.
Yeah,
let's be honest. And, you know, she would speak in such a certain way, like a TV talk, but she would slip up every once in a while. You know what I mean? So you're like, okay, so she cool. You know what I mean?
Right,
like
she's
the home girl. So yeah. She actually ended up replying to one of the comments on the blog, and I was floored. Like, oh my God, are you kidding me? And she was like, yeah, it's really me. And she was like, you make some amazing food. When I come to Chicago, I'm coming over to your house to eat. And I'm like, no, you're not. And she was like, yes, I am. So a couple months later in Chicago, she knocked on my door, and in she walks, and we had a dinner party. Things were great. She called me back a little bit after that and said they were looking to go in a different direction with the show to bring on some guests. Would I be interested? I'm like, absolutely. A couple months later, I got the call, got the invitation. They flew me out, put me up in a hotel. And I was supposed to do one episode. I ended up doing four episodes of the show. And it was amazing.
That is wonderful. Wonderful. And Sonny is cool. Like I said, Sonny was on Detroit radio. So we claim Sonny too. So we love Sonny.
Okay.
So that's
cool. Okay.
Yeah. So you moved to New York and you're back in corporate America.
I am, right? Because at that point in my life, actually I wasn't even going to move to New York. What happened was, my attorney had said to me, you know, have you had a vacation? And I'm like, no, you know, I really haven't. I just kind of been working. It's like, take some time off. So it had been a while since I had gone and had a cheesesteak from Philadelphia, right? From Philly. Mm-hmm. So I packed a couple, you know, like a suitcase and my computer and whatnot, and got in a car and I drove to, I was driving to Philly. Somehow, you know, I figured like, you know, I got this. I'm going to get on I-80. I'm going to run into Philly and I'm good. I actually ended up missing my exit in Philly. Never had that cheesesteak, okay? And I ended up in New Jersey. So I was like, well, I'm in New Jersey. Nothing's really here. I should just go to New York, right? So I'm driving hour and a half, go to New York. I'm there for about 2 weeks. This is around the time that Whitney Houston had passed and they had her funeral. I'm there for like 2 weeks. I'm like, all right, it's time for me to go home. But I was in this weird place where home didn't feel like home for me. And I'm a Capricorn. And there's something about me that says, if I don't feel welcome or I don't feel like I'm really wanted in a place, I kind of won't go. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to be there. And so I said, if I can get a job, I'll stay in New York. I get a job. I put a resume online on a Tuesday. I got a call on Wednesday, had the interview on Thursday, got the offer on Friday, and started on Monday.
You have angels in your corner.
So I said, listen, that must mean I'm supposed to be here, huh? So, you know, I stuck around and it was a great job and I found a place to stay and basically built a life. And for a while, I said to myself, I just want to be a regular person. I don't want to be, it's because at this time there was no Darius Cooks, right? You know, there was just Darius. And I didn't want to be like in limelight. I want to blend in like everybody else. And that's what I did for a while until the itch came back to get back into cooking and back into producing. And then here we are.
Yeah. So you started showing videos and all that stuff again. Was that like maybe a year ago?
No. So it's probably, so I've been in New York 3.5 years now. So it's probably been a good 2 and some change, that I sort of rebranded as Darius Cook. So the progression and basically what you see today has taken me about 2 years to rebuild.
Yeah. And I love the logo. I think it is adorable.
Thank you.
It's so cute. That is the cutest little guy.
Thank you. Yeah, I have a really great branding manager. This guy, he's fantastic. He's out of Atlanta. And, you know, he's a small business owner as well. And so he's really passionate about helping brands grow and create brands. And his work is absolutely phenomenal. Phenomenal.
That's cool. So yeah, so please, if you haven't already, please make sure you're following Darius Cooks on Instagram, Twitter, and his Facebook fan page. When I tell you, like I said, the food is divine. So these recipes, some of these recipes you've created, right?
All the recipes.
Okay. Okay. So how does one create a recipe?
One has to be as fat as I am. No, you laugh, but I'm serious, huh? No, I'm dead serious. Like, what ends up happening is something happens when you're fat and hungry. I don't know what spirit this is that takes over your mind and your body, but you're like, I got this, 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 and this. If I do this and do that, it'll come out all right. And that's what ends up happening, right? And then there's also some strategy behind it too, because you do say that you want to create content that can be replicated. So you start thinking about what's easy, what's familiar, how can you present it in brand new ways. And that's how you basically build a recipe.
And so, okay, so this is seriously technical, but so do you put in a half a cup, or you just put in and you figure out later that it was a half a cup?
You kind of figure it out later. I think the thing is too, like, it's also like a singer, right? So singers who are real, like, you think of your favorite singer, they have a gift, right? They can do something that most people really can't do. There is a part of that gift that they actually perfect, but in their raw natural ability, if you just say go sing, it will be amazing. And so I liken my ability and my gift to that same situation, whereas a part of me just knows how to cook, right? So if I only have these ingredients, regardless of what's gonna happen, I'm gonna make it taste good. Now, if I put some intent and I put some energy behind that, I could actually elevate it and make it taste amazing. And if I take the envelope and push it even further, then I could recreate something that you go, now that is, I never thought about that before, right? So, you know, you start with the raw gift, you start with the raw talent, and then you sort of push the envelope from there.
Wow. That is amazing. So I mean, as if you haven't accomplished enough. So Darius has written his first cookbook, self-published it, and you can pre-order it now at dariuscooks.com. Please go and pre-order this book, because now please tell him the name of the book.
So the name of the book is called Stories from My Grandmother's Kitchen. And let me tell you, I am so proud of this work. I have been so inspired by this cookbook, because there are so many different elements of my life that have inspired recipes, that have inspired me to cook, that have inspired just different things throughout my life. And so I chronicle that in some really great stories. Like one of the stories talks about, you know, my grandmother, who's, you know, she's amazing and she's inspired me so much. She passed in 1999. But, you know, she was on her deathbed, and she ended up going to the hospital. The emergency doctor came out, and, you know, she kept calling him Darius, right? So she was like, Darius, come in. Now, the guy is white as white can be, blue eyes, blonde hair, don't look nothing like me. But, you know, at this time, she was sort of, you know, going out of her mind a little bit. And I had to walk back to the house from the hospital. And I recalled this one story as I was walking back about how my grandmother would get up in the middle of the night and go to the kitchen and grab like a midnight snack. And one of her favorite things was dill potato chips, right? So she'd go in, grab like two or three, ruffle the bag back up. And I'm like half asleep, but I can hear what's happening in the background. And I hear the drag of the house shoe, you know, going back into the living room or back into wherever she was going. And I basically recall that story. The point is, those types of memories are what prompt recipes. So I have a really, really great crispy roasted potato recipe with dill chimichurri that reminds me of the fact that my grandmother used to love eating dill potato chips. You know what I mean? So that's what the book is about. So the book takes these really great moments and creates these recipes. What I'm most proud about is this. Every recipe in the book has a photo, okay? Every recipe in the book has a photo that I took. Everyone. On top of that, the book is full of great action shots of all of my friends who they're black, they have natural hair, they have weaves, they have wigs, they have braids, they're dark, all colors, all complexions, enjoying the food, and they're young. And you don't see cookbooks that represent our culture in that way. So I'm super proud about that.
That is just, for someone who's supposed to be writing a book, that I kudos yeah. to you for getting that accomplished. But I know that as for cookbooks, it's very important that there's pictures of the food. Because you want to make sure, does mine look the way it's supposed to look? Is that the way it's supposed to look? So that is really wonderful that it has a picture for every single recipe. So yeah. How many recipes are in the book?
So there are 103, 104 recipes in the book. Cool. I know. Yeah. Listen, the value is so worth it, right? For me to make a cookbook, it has to be something that you can get through. It has to be something that's amazing. And this book has, it's lengthy, but it's good, and you're going to get inspired to get back in the kitchen and make some stuff happen with your family. I guarantee you.
Now, do you have every meal, or is it just dinner? What is, you know, what is it?
So it's great. So it starts, the book starts with, it starts with appetizers. I've called it like appetizers and whatnots, right? Then there's like side dishes. Then there's a section for soups, salads, and stews. Then there's main dishes and meats, and then there's desserts. And then I didn't really want to like put it into like breakfast, lunch, and dinner, because if you like
gotcha,
me,
gotcha.
And if there are tacos around and it's 8 o'clock in the morning,
that's what you're eating.
Tacos it is. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. I can totally agree, because I'll eat last night's chicken for breakfast in a heartbeat. There's my protein.
There you
and
go.
If there's some Brussels sprouts, I'll eat those too for breakfast.
There
so
you
I understand.
Go. There you go. Yeah.
Perfect that's sense to me. So for the entrepreneurs out there, I have to ask, how did you create this following? Because it is huge.
Yeah. So consistency and sort of continuity are two things that I sort of believe in. And if you build it, they'll come. And so I've been very strategic in trying to consistently create amazing content and not just anything. Right. I don't create another piece of apple pie, right, or another, you know, taco recipe. I really sort of stop and say, I'm going to create something that doesn't exist, and I'm going to create that. And when I do that, and it comes to be amazing, and the photos look good, that's what makes people go, wow, I want to be tuned in and see what he has going on. And then when they try the recipes themselves, they're like, listen, this really was easy. Like, it really yeah. was easy. So that's how I created it, just being consistent, pushing the envelope, and just not stopping.
Hey, and it works. And yeah. I've told people over and over, you got consistency is the key, and content is king. Content is key yeah. and king. You got to bring Absolutely. Content. And you got to be, you know, consistent with the content. You can't show up one day and then the next post is 4 weeks later, because that'll never work, unless yeah. you are already Michael Jackson, Whitney Houston, or somebody like that.
Then that's right. Exactly. Exactly.
You know, because then they already have the million and they just waiting. But right. if you, you know, you want to grow it, you've got to start at the beginning and make it happen.
Yeah.
Now, you did change. Your name was Darius Williams on everything, right?
Yeah. It used to be, I think it was like Everyday Cooking.
Oh, that's what it was. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
It was like Everyday Cooking. Then it was like I Cook. And then at a certain point, I just said to myself, all right, if we're going to be strategic about this thing, and we're going to grow from, you know, sort of an enterprise type of a landscape, then we've got to figure out how to streamline, you know, we've got to figure out how to make things work. And so Darius Cooks became it, you know, and so I dedicated myself
right.
to the URL for Darius Cooks, dedicated myself to the social media for Darius Cooks, and really sort of building this brand around the DariusCooks.com concept.
Like I said, I've watched from when I saw you at the Cupcake Gallery to now, and I'm like, oh my goodness gracious.
Yeah.
This is insane. And what was really crazy to me, although I see all your posts, which, you know, I watch all your stuff, but I was watching the reel and they were talking about food, and here comes Lonnie. And I said, I told my sister, I go, did you see the reel today? She's like, yes. I said, you saw Darius's cupcake? So Lonnie was talking about how good it was, and I said, oh my God, that is his cupcake. And then who was, like, you've had a lot of celebrities tweet about your food.
Yeah, I have. So one of my new homies is Amber Riley from Glee.
Oh!
And then, you know, she won Dancing with the Stars. Yes. So, you know, we're internet homies. You know, we ain't close like that yet. You know what I'm saying? But
soon.
Just soon, me and Amber, you know what
Wait,
I'm saying?
Wait, did she come to your dinner in L.A.?
No, she didn't come. She's actually on, she had vocal surgery. So she's on vocal, and she could only have like liquids or something like that. Right. So no, she didn't come in LA. So Amber Riley, Yolanda Adams, gospel singer, has retweeted a bunch of my stuff. There's like a lot of local Chicago celebrities that have retweeted me. I've sort of become friends with a few comedians now, like JP Justice, who's done everything from like Def Comedy Jam to Comic View to, you know, the Shaq special. So he and I are like homies and stuff now. So yeah, you know, there's a couple of people that I'm sort of like, you know, I won't drop too many names. You
right.
Know? He's yeah. You know, I know a few people.
Mm-hmm. Right. Now, wait a minute. So is there a way, and you might not know the answer to this, but is there a way to, like, you know, just like a songwriter copyrights their song lyric, is there a way to, so that people know that that is your cupcake? Let me tell everyone the cupcake. The cupcake is cornbread. Inside of the cupcake is collard greens. On top of the cupcake is mashed potatoes instead of icing, and then chicken, and then gravy.
You know, so, there is.
Is there a way?
It's crazy. Unfortunately, there is no way to really copyright a recipe, right? Because the components of the recipe, it's chicken, right? It's mashed potatoes. Like, you can't copyright mashed potatoes.
Right.
What you can do is you can publish a recipe in a book. And then you could say that people can't, once it's copywritten, they can't reproduce any part of the book without written consent from you, which then you can then charge a fee for them to use the content. So you could do that, but unfortunately you can't. But the thing about my recipes are they are unmistakable. And that's what I love about why I create what I create, right? Because the people can see something and they're like, now I don't know if you made that. I think Darius made that. And I'll tell you, the D-Hive is on top of it, okay? The minute somebody posts anything and they're like, oh no, that came from that, like, they're tagging me, they are telling the person off. I mean, I can't tell, the D-Hive is real, okay? And the D-Hive they have run people off of Instagram, made them lock their pages, made them delete the post. My people are amazing, you know what I'm saying? Like, I got the best followers in social media, hands down.
That is amazing. So to continue on this followers thing, so Darius posts on Instagram his resignation letter. That was in April, right?
Yeah, it's crazy. Is it April? Yeah. That's it? Ooh.
It's May now. I'm like, wow, it's only been a month. But he posts his resignation letter from corporate America, and then he says things are coming, and now he's touring the country cooking for everyone. So now your followers, I know, because I've been watching, they've been selling out every city.
Every city. There's a few markets where you would expect them not to sell out, but for the most part, every city, all the major ones are selling out.
So he's just going along, and actually you're having cooking classes too. So I can't believe, like I said, I still think about, he just had this little cupcake store down the street, not literally, but up on the north side. And
yeah, but that just goes to show you, I think what happens is when you put the energy and effort behind the intent, right, and you have a certain standard that you operate at, and you say, I'm going to make sure my character matches my integrity. Like, when you do all those things on the up and up, the thing about social media is that you really can't be a fraud anymore, right?
Nope.
So you can't hide behind. I mean, we used to, back in the day, we had Yahoo Messenger and AOL AIM. So you could be whoever you wanted to be behind typing, because nobody could see the real you. The thing about social media now is that if you're not your true, authentic self, it's going to shine through. And people will see that, right? So I made a vow, like, we have to make sure this thing is right and tight, and I'm going to work and work and work to get it right. And people feel that, right? And so that's what happens, like, when people come to either Dining with Darius Cooks, which is a 7-course dinner party that people come to, and the turn up is real, okay? Or when they come to, I'm telling you, the turn up is real. LA, like, they came and turned it out. I think all the sangria was gone before the first course, okay? Like, it is real. But when Dining with Darius Cooks, and then there's Cooking with Darius Cooks, which is this 4-course cooking class that people come and they learn these really great techniques. They come and they're like, I don't want to leave. And it's so great, because last night, I'm in Dallas tonight. Last night I was in DC, and after we got done cooking, it was time for people to go home, right? They didn't want to leave. So we literally sat around. People were on the floor, on the fireplace. They brought like family reunion style from like 90 minutes. And we just like shooting the breeze about everything. Right. And we got to this heated conversation because there's a postal worker was there. And I was like, I don't like using the post office. I'm gonna use UPS. And she went back and forth with me. And it was just so great to have that camaraderie with people that you don't know, but the spirit feels real familiar. Right. So the point is, I think, you know, when you make sure those are the values you really push forward, people feel that and they want to be a part of that.
So we did get a question. What is the price range of your dinners?
Right now, the price range is $140 for dining with Darius Cooks, and then for cooking with Darius Cooks, it's $149. You have that people have to pay an Eventbrite fee, so I think it goes up to like $156, $158, or something like that. So that's the price for dining with Darius Cooks and then cooking with Darius Cooks.
Okay, and like I said, these are selling out, so don't take my word for it. Trust
yeah, it's far beyond being worth it because, first of all, if you feel like you're going to somebody's, like, your cousin's house, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And we have this saying now, you come in strangers and you leave as cousins because people are like, all right, family, I'll see y'all next time. And then, you know, it's insane. The energy is, like, amazing. There's good – anytime you got good music, you got good food, you got good people, you got red Kool-Aid sangria – like the party is getting ready to start. Like you're gonna have a good time. And then I tell people, bring your own Tupperware because you gotta take home leftovers.
Because you gotta travel to the next city.
I mean, TSA ain't gonna be bringing the sangria on the plane, okay? It's not gonna spill in my luggage and stain everything, all right?
Right.
So take all this stuff with you. So they have their Tupperware and they post the next day, they're eating their lunch at work and they're relishing the moments. And it's a fantastic time. So, and anybody who's watching, they've already gone, they'll tell you it's far worth more than that.
Well, if anyone is watching and that has gone, please submit in the question area and we will definitely read that off to Darius. As if he doesn't already know how much you enjoyed it, because I'm sure that you told him in the 90 minutes while you all were still sitting there.
I'm telling you, like last night was so crazy because there's a mother, daughter, and the son-in-law, and me and the mother were going back and forth, and we were just arguing back and forth, and the daughter was like, Mom, don't do that to Darius. I'm like, we good. We having a good time. We cool. By the time we left, we all hugged, pictures and photos. Like, it's fantastic. I love it.
So we're getting a couple questions from my mom and my sister. Okay. So my mom said, have you been to culinary school? But you didn't go to culinary school. It was just the teachings of the grandmother, right?
That's it. Yeah, I didn't do culinary school at all because culinary school only teaches you, technique. They don't really teach you, you know, finesse. They don't teach you, you know, to have your own voice. They give you technique. And I mean, cutting an onion is cutting an onion. You know what I'm saying? But creating this sort of atmosphere surrounded around food, that's unique. And not many people can do that. And they don't teach you that in culinary school.
Right. So your brand is Darius Cook. So, you know, Rachel Ray always says she's a cook. She's not a chef. So you call yourself a cook as well?
Absolutely. I am so not a chef. And people say, you know, you should go on shop. No, those are trained chefs that know how to take ingredients and do stuff I can't do with them. Right? That's them. They do their thing, all right? And I would do mine. Because there are things that I can do that they would say, now a chicken and waffle Caesar salad, I would have never thought about that. But I can take familiar ingredients, push the envelope, and create things like that. So yeah, I don't call myself a chef, just a cook.
And so another question we have is, so how will you know that you've made it? Quote unquote, made it, like, you know, president
know.
And, you know, all these other.
You know, I don't even think about that. I'm thinking about, you know, the next month, okay? Like, what's happening next year? I haven't even thought about, like, what does it mean to actually make it? Because there's so many different opportunities and things you can do. I just want to have a successful career at what I'm doing. So I don't even think about it in terms of made. I'm still trying. Like, I'm not even at that level where I feel like I can give advice. And there are people who come to me to, you know, they want me to mentor them. And I'm like, for what? Who am I? I don't know.
But you've accomplished more than some others, so you have to look, because that's the way I was at first, and then I realized, oh, but I guess I have done some stuff. So you've accomplished what other people have not accomplished. Like, you know, some people don't even understand how to send a tweet, so that would be the one thing, or they don't understand the whole branding thing, where and how important it is to have your logo and to register and all of this stuff. They don't get that, and so these are the little pieces that you can give to them now.
Okay, those are the things I'm going to give to them. You got it. Absolutely. Right.
So then, as if this wasn't enough, Darius comes out with a comedy CD.
Yes. Now, I don't know. I do not know how this happened. It was so unintentional. So I'm at home one day, and you know, I have a very active prayer life. Me and the Lord, we pray and we talk and we dialogue about everything. Okay. And so amen. I was at home, amen. Huh? So I was at home and I was like, God, why can't I be skinny? Like, you could move the mountains. You gave Moses the rod to part the Red Sea. You called Lazarus back from the dead. The man that brought Emmaus was blind. You healed him. Take this fat away from me. Like, take these fat cells and push them as far as the east is from the west. I do not want them. And so I started praying. I recorded myself praying, and I changed my voice in the prayer, and I posted it on Facebook. And to my surprise, I woke up the next morning with 100,000 views of that prayer. I had no idea where this was going. I had no idea what was happening. And I'm a lot of things, but a fool ain't one of them. Okay. So what I realized was there's a market for this, right? People are enjoying this. So let me do what I've always done, and that's produce more content. So I produced more prayers. Every prayer started going viral, right? I'm like, wow, this is insane. And it's just different prayers. Like, there's a prayer when Girl Scout cookie season started, you know, and I'm praying that, you know, God smite the cookies and the cookie maker. You know, we don't want no more do-si-dos and trefoils and rah-rah raisins. We don't want them, right? They're bad for us. Then, you know, the Tuesday special down at Popeyes, you know, because Popeyes is good, you know, like that fried chicken and that biscuit with a little bit of that syrup on top, that honey on top, and then you get you a sweet tea and lemonade mix half and half, right? And then you get the chicken, you get the original, like the regular mild, you get the spice, and you mix it all up, right? And in some places, they have this little packet called Cajun Sparkle. It's like magic fairy dust. You put a little bit of that over your chicken, and you sit there, and you are the happiest fat person in the world, okay? That's on the Tuesday special. So I was praying on the computer, Lord, please keep me away from the Popeyes. Like, smite the biscuits and the biscuit maker, like, take them away. And so these prayers just started going completely viral, and we were on to something, you know? And so my branding manager was like, let's put together a CD. And I said, let's do it. So in the prayers, when I'm talking to God, one of these things I always say is, God, I know you can do it. Right? So that became the name of the CD, I Know You Can Do It, Volume 1. And it's 9 comedy prayers from, you know, everything from Girl Scout cookies to Popeyes to Take the Fat Away. And it did exceptionally well. It came out at number 2 on the iTunes comedy chart and came out at number 10 on the Billboard comedy chart.
I'm just speechless. I am speechless. Like, what can't you do? Is there anything you haven't done yet that you're like, oh, I need to try that?
Yeah, I can't make pancakes.
Now, when you say you can't make pancakes, do you mean you can't form them, make circles, or you can't make them out?
They come out too doughy. Like, I'm still working on the perfect pancake recipe. Yeah, I can't make pancakes. That's one thing you won't see me doing is making pancakes.
No Darius brunch.
Not yet. Not until I get it right. I get it right.
Oh, and you'll get it right. Just like you learned how to make cupcakes, I'm sure you will figure out how to make pancakes.
Soon I'll do it, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. So so you said volume 1. So there'll be a volume 2, 3, 4?
You know, I left the door open. I don't know. You know, we'll see what happens. We'll see what direction the Lord wants us to go into. But I left the door open in case there is going to be a volume 2. What's interesting about this is I put this CD out, And my phone started ringing and the email started going off of people who were like, can you come perform at my church's anniversary? Or I'm having this concert and we need to open an act. I think you'll be perfect. You know, I still have pastors in my inbox that are like, can you come to my church? Doc, we need you. Come on down for the usher's anniversary. Let me know how much we'll fly you down. And I'm like, well, I'm not really a comedian. I'm more of a cook. So I don't know if I should really be focusing on that. So I left the door open, you know, to whatever possibilities may happen. But right now it is not a priority for Darius Cooks.
But I think that being, so my other hat, because I told you I am West Indian. So my other hat.
Hold on.
Yeah. My other hat being the publicist manager person, I think that you probably want to, that's your niche. Like that's your thing is being the funny cook. Because there is no one on Food Network that has us barreling over the, you know, we're not falling out the couch laughing while they're cooking. We're just watching them.
Yeah, you're right. And I'm also thinking about what I see for myself in terms of my vision. And there is definitely a lot of humor that I inflect in a lot of the videos that I do on purpose. So I do live videos and, you know, we have this thing called hashtag sip and stir because I think your food just tastes better when you're sipping and stirring, right? So I will toss back the sangria and by like the 35 minute mark, I'm gone. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know what's happening. I don't know what I'm saying, and we're just having a good time. But that's what happens down to the house when Aunt Bertha is there and, you know, your nephew was over. That's what happens. You know what I mean? But again, for me, I know I really want to be this sort of food lifestyle expert. So I really want to have this sort of huge brand that crosses generations, it crosses cultures. So I don't necessarily know if I could keep up being funny in the kitchen at the same time. Like that's real hard to do because being funny really ain't, it's not, it doesn't come easy for me, right? It's not a strength of mine, whereas, you know, creating content and cooking is. So I don't necessarily know what's going to happen down the road. There will be parts of my personality that come out, but I just don't know if I'm going to be like, all right, watch me cook and you're going to laugh. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I can understand that.
Yeah.
I tried, as my mother likes to tell me, there was a talent show in summer camp. And I said I was going to do comedy. And She said, why wouldn't you play the piano? Why wouldn't you? No, I want to do comedy. And my mother said that was the most painful thing she ever watched.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard when people laugh, you know?
Right.
You have to constantly find content. You got to be funny. You have to think about it in ways that nobody else would. Like, nah, I'm good.
Right. And I completely, like I said, I understand that. That makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
So what is the next thing? Like, okay, so you're traveling the country. Actually, first, please tell people where are you going to be in the next coming weeks so that they can go and get their tickets. Because I promise you, the stuff is selling out because he's not feeding 300 people. How small are the dinners?
They're intimate on purpose. So the dinners are 25 people, and then the cooking classes are 15 people. So I'm pulling up the app because I don't know where I'm going to be. Because I can't keep up. So I was in D.C. this past weekend. Let's see. What's today? Tuesday? Wednesday?
Mm-hmm. Tuesday.
Okay. So I was in D.C. D.C. was great. I'm in Dallas now for class tomorrow. I'll be in Atlanta for two dinners, one on Saturday, one on Sunday. That's Memorial Day. I have one ticket left for Sunday. Okay, so they do sell out.
Atlanta, hurry up.
Saturday's already sold out. Then next Wednesday, I'll be in Philadelphia. Then I'm going in June for Cooking with Darius Cooks. I'm going back to Atlanta. I got six tickets available. And then I'm back in D.C. June 6th and June 7th. Those are already sold out. In June alone, I'll be doing Dining with Darius Cooks in Dallas on June 13th, sold out. I'm doing Cooking with Darius Cooks on June 17th in Chicago, sold out. I'm doing Dining with Darius Cooks in Houston, June 20th, sold out, right? June 27th, I'll be in New York City, and I have 13 seats left for that dinner on June 27th, which will probably end up being sold out.
Wow. It's just amazing, but I'm trying to tell everyone, please, please don't sleep on Darius Cooks. So then you can be like me and say, I knew him when.
And the thing about it too is that if people are curious to know, you know, what is this cooking? What is this dining? Two things you can do. If you go to DariusCooks.com, there's a link there that says Dining with Darius Cooks or Cooking with Darius Cooks. Click on it and you can see photos from the past events, right? Or anywhere in social media, preferably Instagram. That's where the most photos are that people have taken. But if you go to Instagram, go to Twitter, go to Facebook and search hashtag Dining with Darius Cooks or Cooking with Darius Cooks, the proof is in the photos. All the people are there, all the cities, everybody's having a good time. You can see all the photos.
Yes, and what I didn't know that you did, because that's why I didn't go in Chicago, because I told you I have a laundry list of food allergies. Mm-hmm. So I didn't know that after you signed up, then you would let people know, you know, you would talk to the person about what their allergies were and make sure they could eat. I had no idea.
Yeah, I do that. So what happens is that everything's a secret. It's a secret menu, secret location. You don't know what you're going to eat. You don't know what I'm cooking. You have no idea. And it's so funny because people look in anticipation. And people see me, like, preparing stuff. And they're like, well, is that the brown sugar of roast chicken? Is that the sweet heat? Like, is that the this and that? And I'm like, I'm going to tell you in 1 second what it is. But what I will do ahead of time is I'll ask people, let me know what food allergies you have and what are your dietary restrictions. And if it's not too crazy, then I can accommodate it, right? But you know, if you have like soy, wheat, grain, dairy, beef, pork, chicken, and shrimp. I mean, I'm going to try to be as accommodating as possible, but some of the requests can be a little ridiculous.
Yeah, mine isn't that bad. Mine is anaphylaxis. I have an asthma attack, which is why, like I said, I was like, well, I'm not going to pay to go to the dinner. And then I'm sitting there watching everybody else eat.
No. So, I will accommodate. I will accommodate as long as I know ahead of time. But if you're like, I'm vegetarian, you may not want to come. Okay.
Right. I'm just telling you right now. Darius is not. He's not a doctor. He's a cook.
Let me tell you.
So his food is delicious.
Let me tell you.
And not necessarily nutritious.
But there are some parts of it that are. Yeah. Right?
You said salad. I heard you. Yes.
Yeah, but it's the fried chicken and waffle Caesar salad, you see? So maybe, but it's served family style, so you help yourself. So maybe get you a little piece of chicken because that's protein.
Everything in moderation, Dr. Renee says.
That's dairy, you know, get you a little lettuce and a couple of croutons. You're good, fiber.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So who films your fabulous videos? Because your videos are amazing. And then Darius did a live Ustream on Saturday morning for anyone who missed it. It recorded, right?
It did record. Now it's on my YouTube channel. So YouTube is still
so you can, every day. Yeah, Darius Cooks is his YouTube. And I'll have everything below the box so you'll know how to find Darius. But so who actually films your stuff?
So if it's a regular video, I film it myself. So most of my YouTube videos, it's just me and the camera. That's it. So I set up tripod, like there's tips. We'll talk about that off air. There's tips and tricks, you know what I mean? To get you what you need. And if it's a live show, then I have a camera guy that I hire and he comes and he'll film the live shows.
Okay.
Cause there's no editing on the live show. Live show is it.
Right,
live.
Of course. It's just there. That's it.
You mess up, like we're live right now. You know what I'm saying? So if you mess up, you just mess up. So but he does the live stuff.
Okay, and then for your videos, do you edit them yourself or you have someone that does it?
I edit them myself.
Okay. So what programs do you use?
So I would love to say I use Sony Vegas and Final Cut Pro, but I don't. I use iMovie. You know, I do it for a couple of reasons, right? So I've made a whole cookbook and I created it from Pages, which is like the dumbed down version of like a Microsoft Word on the Mac Pro, the Mac computer, the Apple platform.
Yes, I'm stunned.
But let me tell you, the reason why I did it is because people feel like they need a bunch of equipment. You need a bunch of technological stuff, and you really don't. You don't need all that to make it happen. Now it's great to have that stuff. And some of my folks, my friends who are like, they're into like technology and photography and videography and all that stuff, they look at me and like, you're crazy. Like, just get the program. And I'm like, no, I'm doing this to prove a point that you don't need all this stuff. iMovie is great, Because when you do videos, you take a bunch of clips of videos, you put in some B-roll, you put in some background music, you slice and dice, you publish it, and you're done. Then you have a video. And iMovie works great for that. The other programs do it too, but if you can do it on iMovie, do it, it's free. Do it on iMovie.
I understand, completely understand. So when you doing these dinners, do you have any help or you just?
No, I ain't got no help. So it's just me. It's just me. All my life I had to fight down here to this kitchen. It's just me. And it's just me for a couple of reasons. You know, it's very difficult to have consistent help. Because I'm all over everywhere and I'm not making millions of dollars. So it's very difficult to have to then pay somebody else to travel with you because it's double the airfare unless we walk in to Dallas from New York. You know what I mean? It's hard to get help when you're there sometimes because you spend so much energy trying to help tell somebody what to do or train them.
You might as well do it yourself.
By the time you're done, you're already in a rhythm. You know what I mean? So I put on some Luther. I put on some Gladys Knight. And I'm like, you know, I'm boxing it out in the kitchen all by myself.
It's just, so wait a minute. So no one helps, meaning you don't have anyone serving either?
No.
So just family style, you plop them on the table and you sit down too?
No. So seven courses. Okay. So Donna with Derek is seven courses. Theoretically, if you know how to create the experience, you know what needs to be done at what time, right? So you know you have to figure out timing. That's super important. And so when people get in, plus they're paying to see Darius Cooks. Like they're not paying to see Darius Cooks, you know, mentee. Like they don't want that, okay? They want, did you cook this? Because if you did, that's what I want to eat. Okay, so I paid you, I didn't pay them, okay? So when they come to the dinner, like there's certain aspects that are already done. And so I know at what point I can chop, slice, serve, cut, reheat, whatever the case may be, finish cooking so that it's hot to the table, right? So when they come, they're sangria, the music is playing, they're getting photos in, the pre-photos, they're meeting people, having a good time. Then like 20 minutes after the normal start time, we start with the first course. So I whip up the first course, serve it to them. It's typically, it depends on how the table setup goes, but it's like two big platters per table, right? So we set the food down. Then I get ready for the next course. I bring the next course out. I grab, you know, all the bowls from the first course, take them back to the kitchen, and round robin. You know what I mean? So you just sort of round it, round it, round. So I'm on my feet 12 hours before and the 3 hours during. I know.
Very impressive. So please share with that. This has been wonderful. And but please share with everyone, what can we do to support you in the future?
So I think it's important, a couple of things. Follow me on social media, right? Darius Cooks everywhere. Darius Cooks Facebook, Darius Cooks Instagram, Darius Cooks on Twitter, Darius Cooks on Pinterest, DariusCooks.com. I have a massive email list, right? So people who subscribe to DariusCooks.com, if you go to any page on DariusCooks.com, there's a little link that says join the mailing list. Put your email in so you can stay up to date to all the things that are happening with Darius Cooks. If you are interested in coming to Dining with Darius Cooks or Cooking with Darius Cooks, do not ask me on social media when I'm coming to your city. Go to the website, DariusCooks.com. The schedule is already posted. You can see exactly when I'm coming to your city. And if it's sold out, it's sold out. If there's tickets available, the tickets are available, right? The last thing is the cookbook, Stories from My Grandmother's Kitchen, is available for pre-order. When I get home this weekend, I'll have the proof in my hand. 3 weeks after that, I'll have my first shipment of books. I got about 1,000 pre-orders already. So about 1,200 books have already been sold. Those books will be going out in like the next 3 to 4 weeks. And you can also order a book. And then shortly after that, it'll be on BarnesandNoble.com, Amazon for Kindle, Nook, and all the other e-stuff out there. So how's that?
Okay. And then what about if you're not coming to my city, how do we make sure that you come to our city?
You stay tuned to Darius Cooks on social media because the fall schedule will be posted soon. Okay. So Cleveland, I hear you. Oklahoma City, I hear you. Memphis, Nashville, I hear you. I'm on my way. I guarantee you. Seattle, Toronto, Toronto, Canada, I hear you. So those cities will be added to the list. I'll be making my rounds. Tickets will be available on one day. So I'll announce it 3 days ahead, 2 days ahead, 1 day ahead, the day of. Tickets go on sale. If you get one, congratulations. If not, I'll see you in 2016.
Well, of course, my mother sent a message and wanted to know when you're coming to Detroit. I didn't hear that one yet, but I'm sure it'll come.
Well, the problem with Detroit is I was supposed to be in Detroit next weekend, the 30th, but I didn't sell many tickets for Detroit, so I'm actually going to have to cancel Detroit.
Well, so we'll work on that.
Okay.
We'll work on that because we know many Detroiters that like to eat well that will want to support Darius Cooks.
Okay.
Thank you so much. This has been fabulous. Does anyone have any questions? They could send them in. I like to do my really quick, fast questions here. And please, whatever comes to mind, it could be the first word, it could be a phrase, whatever. So the world needs...
more bacon.
I love it. I love it. I thought you were gonna say food. I believe in
bacon as a seasoning.
No comments. No comments. Love is
crispy bacon.
I love it. I love it. And branding is?
Thick cut bacon. No, no, no.
You're crazy.
No, branding, I'll tell you, branding is communicating how your character matches your integrity.
Oh, I like that. That's different. I love
that. That could be deep.
Yes. Yes, very. I like that. Well, thank you so much. Everyone, please support Darius Cooks. And please follow me as well at Ask Dr. Renee across all social media platforms. Next week, we have Royale Watkins, who is actually truly a comedian. And through him, I have learned so much. I know exactly what Darius was talking about because it really is work to be a comedian. I've learned so much from him. He has a podcast. You all might want to check it out before next Sunday's show called Sorta Kinda Funny. And he's interviewing other comedians. The first one was Tony Rock, as in Chris Rock's brother. And he was on the show Eve, and he's been on a lot of stuff. And then Sully McCullough and Mario Joyner and Donnell Rawlings. And Tuesdays is when they come out, so I didn't see who was out today, but I'm going to check that out in a minute. But check out Royale Watkins. He was on Def Comedy Jam. If you remember the Boogie Night joke. That's our favorite joke, so that's why we know it. But he was in Deliver Us from Eva. He wrote for Everybody Hates Chris. He wrote for Are We There Yet? He will be our guest Sunday night, our usual time, at 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, 6 o'clock Pacific. And please subscribe to the YouTube channel. Please subscribe, because if you subscribe, then you'll know who's going to be on the show, because it'll show up. If you have any other questions, please tweet Darius, tweet myself. Hashtag is Ask Dr. Renee Show. And please remember that you can listen to all of my shows on podcasts as well. Just go to Ask Dr. Renee. It's in iTunes. We're working on the Android. It's just not there yet. But just search Ask Dr. Renee with spaces. It doesn't have to be all together. And on iTunes, and you can subscribe. And thank you so much for watching another episode of the Ask Dr. Renee Show. Good night.